That's called
that thing that kids play with.
What do you mean? You mean an instrument? You mean a
blowing
it or something like a harp? You mean a blow?
That was a harp.
Harp, yeah. You know, they run it up and down the mouth like that, you know, it had a hole in it.
Okay.
It had that hole, you know, and they could learn how to press it.
Yeah, and then there was one that you go down there, down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember what that was?
Juice harp, wasn't it?
Juice harp?
I guess that's what they call it.
Okay. All right. Now, what sort of things would, I wanted to just ask you a couple of things, like what folks would use, just use tools and things like that. You'd pound nails with a
hammer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say? You would say you'd take a hammer and you'd knock the nail in the wood, or you would?
Well, you'd hammer it in the wood.
Yeah, hammer it over board.
Or knock it out.
Drive
the nail, yeah, with a hammer.
Okay. So I took the hammer and
drove the nail.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
When folks would get something in their wagon and they start going into town, what did they say about that? You know, they said they were driving along with a load of something in his wagon, maybe load of charcoal that they baked up at the kill. They were taking it somewhere. What would they say that they were doing what with that?
Oh, it was, you mean like going to town, you mean, or going to market, or going to sell it, you know.
Yeah, they say they were
hauling it. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hauling.
That's where they use hauling, yeah.
Okay. Now, you used to break ground with what in the spring? Can you tell me what you used to break the ground, folks, farmers would use?
Plow, you mean, the plow?
Yeah, different types of plows, you remember?
Yeah, they did, but I'm not good enough a farm. I know that whenever they'd break it up, they'd have to go back and keep on breaking it up. And finally, the last thing was harrow, you know.
That's
it. Disc it. No, that's one of the things. First, I'd be there, broke the ground. Next thing would be to put the disc on there, I think. They would plow it with a big plow, you know, and that pulled the big dirt chunks up there, and they'd come back with a disc. They could. Of course, this was later, I believe. I believe this would take care of the same job the old plow would, I believe.
Yeah.
But it still had to end up with a harrow to get the ground down to a level. Then they had to have another plow to plow the rows, you know.
Yeah.
To a different kind of plow, you know, different type of plow.
What?
To lay the rows with, lay them, lay the rows out, you know.
What they call those rows? They call them?
You mean,
Yeah, they have a name for them? The rows cut by the plow?
Furrow, yeah.
Okay.
Furrow, yeah.
All right. And did, like, when there were two horses, and the one that walked in the furrow, do you know what he was called? When there were two horses pulling the plow?
Yeah, I know they had that. I forgot though what they called
that. Name for the one on the left or the one on the right?
Yeah, they had a name. You're right about that, but I can't remember. You know,
okay.
They did have it, yeah. Yeah, they had a name.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What about, now something a carpenter might use, you know, you used to maybe lean wood against it to cut in stove links. These things were egg-shaped and they had a couple of ends.
Oh, yeah. What do you call them? You had it like this.
Yeah.
And you put them
egg-shaped.
In
egg-shaped.
And, egg-shaped, and you put across that a saw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a name for those things. I forgot what they called. Anyway.
Horse,
yeah, well, the horse was, my interpretation of the horse was, they built it like this, two legs like this, to go to the ground, and another two legs, and then they'd take a 2x4 and connect them.